Carrie slapped a hand down hard on the table. Don't treat me like a child, detective. I'm not some naive little soccer mom. What did he say about my daughter? He looked her in the eye then. He wondered how differently you'd feel toward Carl Dahl if your daughter had been raped and sodomized and hung up from the ceiling like a slaughtered lamb. A chill went through Carrie like an icicle stabbing her through the back. Tears filled her eyes. The images from the Haas murder scene photos flashed in her head. Oh my God, she whispered. The fear that had shaken her earlier came back. Lucy was gone. David was gone. Anka was gone. She had no idea where they were or what might be happening to them. Lucy was who she lived for, who she would die for. The thought of her being hurt, being tortured, she got up from the table and rushed across the room for the telephone. Dizzy, sick, shaking, she leaned against the counter and punched David's cell number into the handset. The phone on the other end rang, and rang, and rang. God damn it, David, answer the fucking phone! Kovac stood up but didn't seem to know what to do. Carrie cut the call off and dialed again in case she'd transposed a number the first time. But still, David's phone rang, unanswered. The voicemail kicked on and informed her that the customer's mailbox was full. He wasn't there for her, just as he hadn't been the night before when she'd been in the hospital, and he'd been fucking some whore at the Marquette Hotel. Damn it! She shouted and hurled the handset against the wall. She was crying now, huge, gulping sobs. Fury and helplessness and weakness washed through her in waves, all of it crashing into her. The attack, the pressure of the case, the sense of being in it all alone, and now the knowledge that her child was vulnerable to harm because of her. She put her hands over her face and bent forward as if she had been kicked in the stomach. Hey, Kovac said quietly, touching her arm. You need to calm down. Nothing's happened. We've got an APB out for Dempsey's car. How do you know he hasn't been here already? Carrie demanded. The uniforms outside would have seen him. Not if he parked up the street or around the corner. He could have been sitting there waiting. He could have seen David's car leave the garage. He could have followed them, she went on. Why didn't you call me the instant you found out Dempsey was missing? So you could have been hysterical half an hour sooner? What good would that have done? Kovac asked. I immediately notified the units on this block. There's nothing you could have done that we hadn't done already, Kovac said calmly. I didn't want to dump this on you over the phone. Carrie's anger dropped out from under her. She didn't have the strength to sustain it. The worry and the fear were drowning out all else. I want my daughter, she whispered. I need to find my daughter. I need to find David. Why can't he be here just once when I need him? Her voice cracked and she coughed, trying to hold back a sob. Kovac's arm wrapped around her shoulders. Come on, he whispered. Let's sit you down. We'll find your daughter. I can't believe any of this is happening, Carrie said in a choked voice. For just an instant, she leaned against him, needing to feel the solid support of someone stronger than she was. He smelled of sandalwood soap. The faint scent of cigarette smoke clung to his coat. I'm sorry, she whispered, embarrassed to meet his eyes as she stepped away from him. I'm sorry. Don't worry about it, Kovac said as he herded her back toward the table. So you're human after all. Your secret's safe with me.